it again.
Oh, it happens.
Interesting things with streams. That's all I can say. Streams are fun. That's the difference between a live show.
We had to actually airmail you back over here to the Haunted Winery. We had to actually ship you in like overnight.
Oh, I know. That's because I was in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you
got
stuck
weekend.
In South America this weekend.
It was totally wild. There was nothing for like hectares. And if a hectare means a couple hundred miles, there was nothing for a couple hundred hectares. It was
so we had to send out the GT helicopter to go pick you up.
Yeah, I was in the middle of nothing.
And put you, actually touched down on top of the winery here.
Yeah.
The crew is getting ready to launch back off. Interesting show we have lined up today. It's going to be something a little different. Well, yeah.
Right.
Go ahead,
first
Doug.
Of all,
we need to do the admin
let's
stuff.
Let's do
first.
That. Well, and we're not all that late. I mean,
no,
that's,
okay,
I'm
okay,
not
that's the late.
Dream stuff, you know. I mean, that's because this is a live show. And we broadcast live on the internet, you know, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Or 7 p.m. ish, I should say. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's a live show broadcast on the internet through the old technology, I suppose. You know, the shoutcast, icecast kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're broadcast live that way on Sunday night, as well as distributed via the magic of podcasting.
Yeah, that's like the new thing now. It's all I'm hearing about.
Right.
That's all I've been hearing about from everybody. It's like, are you podcasting? I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Email after email is pouring in. I listen to you guys on podcast, you know. And then people are like, you know, and then other podcasters are emailing me going, hey, check out my show. And I'm like, dude, I have no clue how to do that.
I'll show you.
I don't have an iPod.
You don't need an iPod.
Yeah, I know.
I'll show you how to do it.
You're going to have to.
It is the coolest thing on the planet. You just subscribe to it. Then every time you run your little program, it goes and gets the latest show.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And you don't have to do anything but then listen. It's like the bomb. So I'll show you how to do it because it is that cool. But podcasting. You know, basically they record those. Those aren't usually streamed live and captured and then
record.
But they just record them and they can assemble them together if they want to assemble them, or they can just like record and then put it up. You know, so podcasting is a very exciting medium, but it's not streamed live. Ghostly Talk, of course, is streamed live, so that comes with all of the
we've been doing that for a while now.
Issues,
we're going to change that. Yeah, so
I have to say, this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott O.
I'm Will.
And we have special guest.
I'm Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
Special guest Bonnie in the Haunted Winery. Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the Warren, the Haunted Warren Winery.
Yeah. It's very haunted here.
So, and especially tonight.
Yeah.
And we've got
a ghost in the machine, so to say.
We've got the lights low. I've got my tall, cool soda pop.
Coming down from your weekend.
Coming down from my weekend in the middle of nothing. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I got some presents. I carved out of wood. I had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I carved up some, you know, wooden things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think I have
see those.
I think I got a boat for you.
Oh, you got a boat?
Yeah, and I did it turned out to be a giant paperclip for Will. That's the closest thing I can describe it
usually
as.
Usually it's an ashtray.
Yeah.
That's
wooden ashtray. Okay, that'll work.
Well, you lacquer it, it'll be okay.
Well,
about maybe two or three cigarettes. Blows up on your coffee table and you're done.
So, yeah, I do have gifts, but they are not with me at present because we couldn't load me and the gifts on the GT helicopter. So
no, there you go. That's
we're
cool.
Screwed there.
There is a couple of admin things I wanted to throw out too, along with you, Doug.
Yep.
I did get the page up finally for the Terra Hill Scry campaign.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, that's actually the Terra Scry Hill campaign. That's up on the website. Check that out. I'm still adding a few things to it right now, but
excellent.
It has a bunch of good pointers, a bunch
excellent.
Of things that Adge sent to me personally. So I'm like, because I basically said, okay, I got to get this page together. What do you want me to do? And he's like, okay, well, here's a bunch of ideas. So he gave me five really strong pointers to put up there that everybody out there that listens to Ghostly Talk can do to help out people with this campaign to reroute the M3. So check that out. It's in the interact section of the website.
Perfect.
The contest, the Photoshop contest.
How is that going?
I've
looked at them, but I don't know.
Well, I'm just kind of letting it go.
This is a seat of the pants kind of contest, so
yeah.
I don't think there's any rules or
I'm just
kind of
letting it go, but I think in the next couple of weeks, I'm not going to lay a date down just yet, but the next couple of weeks, I'm going to throw out okay, here's the deadline. You got to have all your stuff in now. We're actually going to do some judging, okay?
Okay.
I think the way we'll do it is us here at Ghostly Talk and our affiliates will sit down and
because
like
we're impartial.
Well, yeah. Exactly. But we're going to narrow it down to maybe like 5 or 6 or 7 of them, okay? And then what we're going to do then is we're going to name them. We'll give them an actual name. And then we're going to put up a poll on the website and have people judge. We're going to have the listeners judge.
Awesome.
To which one. And we're going to lock out the people I'm going to make sure I lock out the people who did the pictures, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got your IP.
Ding, 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 your button. Ding.
No. No. We're going to have the people judge. We'll have to narrow it down. We did that with the actual tagline contest, too. We actually had we have 5 billion of them we had to go through in the trunk that one night.
Yes, we did.
We narrowed it down, and we had a poll for, the ones we thought were the best ones.
And then what does the winner get?
The winner gets their own Ghostly Talk t-shirt.
Yay. Whoa! Ooh. Awesome.
They also get a copy of... Oh, my God, my brain. I totally, blanked out now. What's the book? What's the book, Will?
Hold on.
You're going to look it up on the site?
Oh,
we can't remember.
That's right. It was...
God, my brain totally
Jeff
stopped.
Jeff Bellinger's Communicating with the Dead.
Yeah. You're going to get a copy, a brand new, fresh copy, still in the package. I still have it in the package it came in. You're going to get a copy of that book for free, along with, and I'm actually having them made this week probably, special edition Ghostly Talk, laminate stickers. They're the pull-away stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be really cool. They're going to be really cool looking. They're special edition stickers we're doing. We're not really going to be selling them or anything like that. We're just going to make a whole bunch of them. Maybe we'll just give them away, do whatever. Those are being donated care of the singer of Last, the band I'm filling in for right now, Tony. Tony has a little company, a little sticker company and stuff. He does t-shirts, does stickers, does all kinds of neat stuff. We're going to be actually helping him out down the road because he is responsible, along with another piece of news, he's going to be responsible for doing a lot of the redesign for the website.
Awesome.
In the next few weeks, probably the next month at the most, the site's going to get in a facelift. The site's going to be looking not a whole lot different, but it's going to be looking a little bit better, I think.
That'll be interesting. I did buy a book this weekend.
What'd you buy?
I wasn't familiar with it, but Will might be because he knows all. There's a writer.
Practical Applications of Kama Sutra.
That's
Will's favorite book.
No. This is different.
Okay.
There's a fellow. He's named Ozluski or something, or Ozluski, Ozlewsk. He wrote Ghosts of Michigan or something, which is I guess it's a popular title because we have Michigan Haunts and Hauntings by the Green Witch Griselda or whoever she is or was.
Green Witch Gundella?
Yeah, the Green Witch Gundella. And
Green Witch.
Marian Kuklo is her.
Yes, Marian Kuklo, who man, we lost a good one there because that book is enchanting.
This Hunter's book is pretty good too.
I don't have that one. I don't have
I do.
Anything.
It's on my shelf.
Okay. Well, let me read this one first, and then I'll trade you.
Can I borrow it?
Go to IMDb, or not IMDb, the other one.
Right.
What's the book database? Amazon. Go to Amazon.com and type in...
Kama Sutra.
Oh, was
and you'll get a whole list of really good stuff, man.
I think it's Oslewski, but I could be wrong. I didn't read it. I just looked
What's the name
it.
Of the book?
Oh, God.
It's Michigan Ghost Stories or something.
Will's going to start doing Google searches, and boom, there goes the stream.
Bye!
Bye, stream! One thing I did find out yesterday, because I'm...
It's Les Ozluski or something like that. It's a short first name and a long...
You're
going to
be searching for days, man. OS, let's do a search on that. OS.
Oh, it won't pull up
narrow,
anything.
Narrow it down to that.
Nothing on Linux or anything will pop up.
Yeah. find out yesterday. I spent the weekend hiding in the house all weekend with all the blinds closed and the air on 60 degrees.
That's what I want to do one weekend.
Staying as cold as possible, sitting in just kind of I just needed the weekend to myself. So I ended up watching the History Channel all weekend again. And I know I gave up corporate media. Okay, but the History Channel is pretty cool. There's a lot of interesting stuff on there.
So are you officially dubbing that non-corporate media?
No. It's just, I think a lot of people can agree that the History Channel is a little bit more enlightening than watching
CNN
or something like that. You can actually learn a few things. Whether they're true or not, I don't know, but I figure, hey, I'll get that point of view, and then I'll get the real point of view, and then I'll have it all. yesterday was the actual anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh. Did they do it on the same day?
Well, it was the 6th of August.
I don't...
No, no, no. They didn't know that. They bombed. No, I know. I'm sorry. I phrased that wrong.
Okay.
They bombed Hiroshima. The U.S. bombed Hiroshima on the 6th of August, and then they bombed Nagasaki on the 9th of August. Okay.
Okay.
That was exactly yesterday. Was exactly 60 years.
Well, what's the date today?
Today is the 7th.
Okay.
Yesterday was the 6th, and it was August 6th of 1945. So it's the 60 year anniversary of that. And it's not really an anniversary of celebrations of some sorts. But they had a bunch of specials on the atom bomb yesterday, talking about the technology and what these people went through.
Wow.
To build this particular weapon of mass destruction. Because that is a true weapon of mass destruction right there. It's obvious.
Yeah.
I think they proved that. Sad day, but it's something I thought I'd throw out to everybody just to think about and kind of keep that in their thoughts for the people that were involved with that.
What was it, the 10th anniversary?
60th anniversary. 60th
anniversary.
1945.
Wow.
Yeah, it was some of the stuff was pretty heavy. Some of the people.
Not a happy anniversary.
They had survivors on there. They had the actual people that flew the planes, the gentleman who flew the planes that dropped the bomb.
I thought they went insane.
They seemed pretty sane talking. Well, you see, I put the bomb in the plane and then I got up in the air and I flew it over to, you know, where. I mean, they were just talking about what they did.
And I pushed the button and everybody died.
It was interesting. Hmm. It was interesting. It was interesting nonetheless. But, yeah, it was pretty heavy, though. I got to thinking about, you know, all the stuff that went down at that time. I mean, I wasn't alive, and God, my dad wasn't even alive, I don't think. It was something that I think
like
everybody...
My mom would have been 3.
Yeah. Something like that.
Dad was
something I thought I'd throw out to everybody. Something for everybody to think about.
Hmm.
You know, with the present state of things going on right now.
Well, that kind of technology disgusts me.
It does.
So.
It is, I don't know... Well, you know, there's reasons for everything, and there's discoveries for a reason, and they always seem to get warped into a military use or a use for destruction of some sorts. We've heard about it thousands of times.
Well, I mean, now they're working on HAARP.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, I know, let's generate some kind of bizarre wave beam energy thing that's so powerful it can, like, you know...
Liquefy people. We want to liquefy people so we can drink them like the soldiers we are.
And change the weather while we're at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
Just not good.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I just thought I'd throw out something for people to think about. It's tough. I know it's kind of upsetting for some people, especially a lot of veterans that are still alive today. But I thought I'd throw it out. Something for people to keep in their hearts and minds as we work our week away this week that happened 60 years ago. Anything else on the agenda here, guys?
Well,
anything new?
I would like to say...
See, we didn't get a chance to do the pre-show thing, so we don't get a chance to catch up. We don't get a chance to do anything. We don't get a chance to get ourselves on the level.
I know, I just got airlifted here.
Yeah,
You know,
you had to grab the ladder, just pull yourself up into the helicopter and, like, fly here.
Right. I was, like, you know, stepping out of my flight suit, you know, out in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. But we are one of the things that I usually say that I did not say yet is that we are broadcast live on the Pioneer Radio stream. That's pioneer.rolo.net.
Great, great network.
Awesome. And our
what's our website?
Our own website.
Yeah, what is that site?
Is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And we're getting geared up again.
A website I have not been to in the past 3 days because we stayed at this resort.
Uh-oh.
That has an internet jack,
mm-hmm.
but
nothing comes
through
out of it.
Nothing yeah, there were no bits.
It didn't do anything.
Falling out of that jack, I'm telling you.
You kicked it? You threw water on it?
It was horrible. I had to go. I don't have a Cat 5 cable, or I guess I had donated my own Cat 5 cable to work
mm-hmm.
because they had moved us to this place that had jacks but no cables.
Oh, nice.
But I had a cable. So I donated my cable that I usually keep in my backpack, and it's at work now. So what happens is I didn't have one. So we did the 20-mile trek to that great mart that starts with a W and bought an $8.88 14-foot cable because they don't have a 2-foot one, which is what I needed, a 2- or 3-foot one, and took it back 13 hours later.
We don't need this. Give us our money.
I didn't take it back there. I took it back to the resort.
Okay.
Plugged it in. Didn't work.
Well, that's great.
So the resort had a non-working internet connection. And there was no...
And this was a resort?
Yeah. And there was no wireless nodes anywhere.
This wasn't even like a shady motel in the dark part of town with bright lights everywhere?
No. This was a...
resort.
An otherwise gorgeous resort in the middle of nothing. I mean, nothing.
Zero.
I'm surprised they haven't been sued for that yet.
Well, they broadcast, or broadcast, they put in all their pamphlets how great they are for business. I'm thinking... Okay. If you're, like, maybe a toilet paper company who doesn't need internet, every other company on the planet needs internet, and I just don't know what kind of business you would run.
Unbelievable.
That doesn't need internet.
Well, I'll rest assured everything's fine.
Peanut farmer.
What?
I doubt there's a big need for internet.
You got Tourette's or something?
Peanut.
Doug, you okay? He's twitching over there. Somebody give him some orange juice. Peanut farmer. What's a peanut farmer?
Somebody who grows.
I mean, okay, all right. Dumb question. In this context, though, I think I have the right to ask that question.
It's apparently someone that doesn't need internet access.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, how do they sell their peanuts?
Not through there. They call it planters on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I got 70 ton of peanuts.
And then the giant peanut guy comes by, picks up in his truck,
yes,
and cuts out.
And then leaves.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you later. Nice day.
Thank you, Mr. Planner. Have a nice day, Mr. Planner. Hey, that was a peanut farmer. I want to know where you got that one from, dude. What else did you do this weekend, man?
In
the great words of Bill Hicks, did you squeegee your third eye real well?
It was a long weekend. It was fun, but it was long. Yes.
Okay.
And I am fried.
You're fried.
F-R-E-Y-E-D.
You look a little toasty. There's some smoke coming off your head right now as we speak.
Yes.
We do have 3 guests tonight.
Awesome.
You guys thought we couldn't get any crazier. Now, what we...
Next week we have 4.
Next week we have 4?
Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Real nice.
And then the following week is my favorite kind of show, right?
Open Lines.
Open Line, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see what the trip is.
We have to email or... I don't know.
It's been done everywhere.
Does anybody know who the person in 313 who keeps calling up and talking about famous people... appendages?
I don't know. We're gonna give him a call this week, though, so if he's listening, we're gonna give you a call.
We gotta get you on the Open Line show.
We gotta get you on the Open Line show, because you're just too cute not to have on the show. So, seriously, send us an email or something like that so we can get you on.
I have the phone number in the list.
Yeah, I know. You're a star in waiting.
It's absolutely insane, because, you know, people dial the 888 number, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, hello, if you have an 888 number,
mm-hmm.
even if they do the *69 thing or *67 or whatever it is to block, it doesn't matter, because...
It's an 888 number, and we reserve that right.
If you pay for the phone call, which mm-hmm. we do for 888 numbers,
mm-hmm.
we get the phone number. So I know, I know the phone number.
We know you.
I need to type it into Google.
Ooh.
That would be neat. It'll be like, you know, Bob.
We'll hire the we'll get the GT Goon Squad to come over there and go, hi, how you doing?
We need you as a regular guest.
We have 3 guests tonight, though. The way this is going to work is we talked about this a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact, or a couple months ago, or whenever, one of our corporate meetings we had, and we decided there's some listeners we've had on the show that have been here forever, and they're ghost hunters themselves. They're paranormal enthusiasts like ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and they've been here since day one. One of the people on this list is a part of our team now, and that's Elmer. That's Havoc, Elmer, who is our GT News guy now, and he's been a fan and listener of the show forever, and he's just kind of like Will Day, just kind of fell into the fold. Kind of kept showing up, and we just said, okay, well...
All right, well, here you can do news.
Yeah, you can do news. We also have our buddy 8-Bit, Elmo, who I think that's the coolest name for anything. 8-Bit is like, sweet, I want to start a band up named 8-Bit. I think that's so
neat. I'm telling you, that's a cool name.
And actually, we'll do this in the real order. Sean Burris is going to be the first person on at 7:30.
Right.
So we're going to be going to break here in a minute.
This is the beginning of a different culture kind of thing going on with Ghostly Talk, isn't it? You designed it, Will. You might as well talk about that.
Yeah, listen to him.
I actually put this thing together.
This was my idea. Hang on, I'll bring up the PowerPoint.
Will, please enlighten us on your program you put together here.
I wanted to basically allow the guests of our site, people who have been around a long time, a chance to... Do more for Ghostly Talk.
Get
more involved.
There's a lot more involved with this than just coming on the show and like, you know, hey, what's up? What are you doing? You know, I mean, there's more to this.
Right.
You have to give Will your cell phone.
I brainstorm
number.
One. Yeah. Give me your
terrible.
Number.
Can I get mine back then?
Yeah. All right, we'll give you your cell phone number.
Are you tired of that heavy breathing in the middle of the night?
I thought that was you. I kind of like it.
I'll give it back to you too then. No problem. Go ahead, Will. Sorry.
Having Ghosty Talk field reporters from all over the world.
Yeah.
And we can't just start out with 30-40 people. But
no, we have to start
small. So we basically start with 7 people. Just to kind of see how it goes. People who I think can survive through the bumps,
mm-hmm.
of the first try.
Yeah.
And then go from there. So there'll be more people I'll be contacting throughout the next few months.
We put together, initially, this elite ninja squad of warriors, okay? And they've sworn a blood oath. Seriously, I all had to fly out. We had to send the GT helicopter down to their homes, fly them back up here to the Haunted Winery, and knight them with a sword, right? To swear the oath of secrecy for Ghostly Talk. Whatever the secret is, I don't know what it is yet, but when there's a secret, they'll know it, but you won't.
Hit me in the head with that sword and tell me the secret, because I want to know.
So these people, they're going to be, like Will said, Ghostly Talk field reporters. In their area, they're going to talk. We're going to contact these guys. They're going to report into us, and we're going to try to do a show maybe like once a month or something like that.
And they're
going to
tell us what's on their mind, what's going on in their area, or what's on their mind. Anything going on.
Yeah,
we want to know what it is. And it's actually an offshoot. I had read this, the kernel of this idea in the forums. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Ghost Hunters as listeners.
And that's what we do every week, so we think it'd be really cool to talk to all some of our old-time, long-time listeners who are ghost hunters, who are field people, who are out there doing stuff, who can tell us what's going on in their area. So with further ado, Will, would you guys wake up over there? I don't know what's going on over there, dude, but it's crazy.
I don't know.
Let's take a quick break here. Let's get out of here.
I can't even say what it is.
Oh, my.
Well, It's got to be hot then. So.
Hurry up and take a break.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
Pull us out of channel and read us the screen.
Exactly. Now, how do we like this, first of all?
Oh, this is the new set. Good job, Scott.
Hey.
Ooh, it's making Bonnie really happy.
Give me another cup of Al Grey.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back on the other side of this commercial break.
This is Dr. Robert Schock of Great Sphinx fame. Take a look at my website, www.robertschock.net, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tower campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tower Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.towerscreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a star gouge right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans plain Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Thank you. folks. My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
What you need to learn is what you do is nothing more than a hobby.
It's a job, not a hobby.
Bang their heads for a few minutes.
Bang, bang, bang. Ow, ow.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, you mean not on this sword?
Not,
oh.
Yeah, not. Okay, here we go. Everybody, quiet. Everybody, somebody bang the gavel on the table, please. All right, we call this meeting to order. We have in our presence Mr. Sean Burris. Sean, repeat after me, please.
I will. You didn't say that.
Simon says.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Sean?
I am ready, Sean.
I state your name. Do hereby agree to uphold the principles of Ghostly Talk.
To uphold the principles of Ghostly Talk.
In the highest regard. And refer to the host of Ghostly Talk.
And do what?
Refer to the host of Ghostly Talk.
And to refer to the ghost, the host of Ghostly Talk.
As gods.
As gods.
Get out the sword, gentlemen.
Ching.
It's official. You've been knighted, Sean. You've been knighted
into
the Ghostly Talk Continuum. Welcome. You have all full privileges, which are nothing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and I'll expect my first paycheck to arrive in 6 to 4 years.
that's about right.
That's about right. I think we should be able to pull it together for you. Welcome to the show, Sean. It's great to have you back on again. You've been on a few times, man. How are you doing?
Hey, guys, you know, you guys are like part of the family now, and thanks for having me back on, and I'm really excited to be your field researcher here in the great state of Indiana, because as you know, if you want something done right, you call the people for the right job, and that's the Indiana Ghost Tracker.
Absolutely.
Investigation. So
it's great to have work with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you guys on our side, and I'm willing to do this for you guys and go out here and tell you what we're doing, because that's what it's about, man. It's about sharing info from, you know, different places.
Absolutely. And apparently, from what I understand when we were talking on the break, you do have some info to share. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely, gentlemen. I, as you know, am my regional director with the Indiana Ghost Trackers for the South Central Sector of Indiana. And that's Terre Haute, Vincennes, and Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we had actually it's about 5 miles from where I live here in Danville, Indiana. It's a place right off Cartersburg Road. It was a old bottling springs. It was called Metallic Springs. It was built in 1870.
Okay.
It was first originally a Potawatomi Indian burial ground and fort that they had there, or camping ground area.
Mm-hmm.
And they camped right there by the mineral springs that came through there, the natural spring water. And once they were had moved on, the 1870 came in, the white man came in, we put together a pumping station there. People would come down, play in the springs, bottle their own water. Then there was a couple of resorts on the property that burnt down. We're not real sure. Like I said, last night was our first phase on this investigation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real nice old house. And the guy called me out. I played softball with him last year, and his name's Joe. And he said, brother, you know, I'm a construction manager. He said, and I have nothing to gain by lying to you. And he said, me and my we've seen too much. He's a Christian. He's a Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the home about 4 years. Age of the site, like I said, was built in 1870. It's had three owners before that. One of them was being the corporation, so many people had come past through there running that pumping house.
Mm.
The history of the site, basically, it was the Mineral Springs Resort. 4,000 people on a weekend, it wasn't uncommon for them to come down. People would wade through the walking spring, stuff like that. So they've had reportings of these apparitions around the spring water area, and around on the grounds. And the guy has a lot of property out there. So we spent the night there last night. Actually, I'm kind of beat, man. I was up to about 5 o'clock in the morning. We start tearing down and came home, and I slept in pretty much all day today.
As have we.
Yeah, it's a 12-room house. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's had the house blessed in 2001. Nothing, no recent remodeling or anything, but it's like the same old story you get every time. Every time he came in, and since he's a construction manager, he did all his own repairs. When he started doing major repairs, he started seeing the man in the gray jacket and suspenders and the old golf cap. He started seeing the little girl on the catwalk above his ceiling, where she would just skip right along, and he seems to see these apparitions on the inside as well as the outside of the home. So that was the initial story. Since then, his wife has split with him, and so it's just him and a buddy that lives there now.
Okay.
And myself and a couple other investigators went out there last night. We ran the monitors, and we did a lot of EVP and took a lot of EMF readings and IR temp readings. Didn't find anything out of the ordinary with EMFs or with temps, but as Will probably tell you, within the first 15 minutes of about 12 hours of EVP tape that I still have to go through, I found two probable EVP phenomena. So,
well, let's check them out. You got them queued up there, Will?
Yeah. Which one you want to do first, a short one or a long one?
Well, the short one, I think, is when I was on the catwalk, and you'll hear me talking to the homeowner, and he says, you know, hey, let's go into Hannah's bedroom, and that's where his daughter was sleeping that night, and I said, okay, and it says something, well, you guys, I'm not going to tell you, you just tell me what you think.
Well, first of all, how many people were present there? Was it just you and the owner of the house?
Me and the owner of the house and the rest of the investigators were outside at the time on the property.
Okay, well, let's check it out.
Okay.
So that room, if you want, it could be like something.
Okay, I heard it.
I heard something towards the end of it, right?
Right, and if you guys check for the vocal tone, you can you guys know my voice.
Oh,
and
yeah,
voice
by
Brian.
Let's hear it again. Let's try it a couple times.
So that room, if you want, it could be like something.
Say it one more time.
So that room, if you want, it could be like something.
Okay, gentlemen, anybody know, have any idea here? Sean, don't say
any
more.
Ideas. Don't any say ideas.
Will?
I thought myself at first.
Because one of you three, because I,
You don't win.
I already saw it, what he thought it was in the email.
Okay, so let me hear it one more time, Will, if you don't mind.
That room, if you want, it could be like a song.
See, what you're hearing is I said, are you sure we can go in the bedroom? And then Brian goes, oh, yeah, Hannah sleeps like a rock. Right after that, you hear, that's where the EVP
is. Yeah, it's right at the end there, yeah. Let's hear it one more time, just to drive the listening audience nuts.
So that room, if you want, it could be like a song.
You know, I'm not a very creative person when it comes to this stuff, so I'm hearing yes.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
But, and then we did have media coverage last night, so this is going to be in the press.
Okay.
And she did everything but run out of the house when she heard that. She was like, oh, my God! Because, you know, it happened right in front of her. She was there in the house, and she knows we weren't faking what was going on there.
Okay, so you guys are basically having a conversation about this little girl, Hannah. And her whisper come through.
Hannah's the daughter, and she's still a living being.
Really live.
Oh, wait, this is a real person. Okay.
Yeah, but she was sound asleep. Now, there's a little girl in a blue dress that just skips right along the catwalk that overlooks the dining room and the front room area.
So you think she joined you for this conversation? Because it sounds like she either agreed... It sounds like she agreed.
Well,
what it sounds like.
Absolutely. I said, are you sure we can go in that room? And he said, yeah, Hannah sleeps like a rock. And it either says, your house, or yes. And I just get yes. But if you check that out right after that, there is something right after that. It's almost like another voice over top of them.
Let's try it one more time.
Yeah, it's either yes or your house.
Yeah, something like
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely something there, though. Something came through.
It's not your voices.
I never heard Sean whisper, though.
Sean, whisper
for us. Whisper for us, Sean.
Sweet nothings.
Sweet nothings.
Hi, I'm Sean from Indiana Ghost Trackers, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Oh, I got to keep that one.
Now. Oh,
I'm going to have to put some nice music behind
that. Did I sound ghostly in any way?
No, it sounded very sexy, though. I'll be back in a minute, guys.
Bathroom break.
Bonnie's yeah. moist over here.
Bonnie.
Oh,
really?
Well, see, the thing is with Brian's ex-wife.
Sorry, Sean, go ahead.
With Brian's ex-wife, guys, she had been more in tune to these things, sensitive, psychic, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But she said one time she was on the crosswalk carrying a load of laundry wash,
mm-hmm.
and the little girl just came out of the room, skipping right along, and went right through her. Just blasted right through her.
Oh,
and she turned around and she was gone. And she said she just felt ice cold. You know,
mm-hmm.
we hear these stories 100 times.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then Joe had told us that his wife was in the garage one time, and I was thinking the little girl possibly could be a residual at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking about the guy out in the garage, and she was also doing the laundry. She turned around, and the guy was acting like he was working on something.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood up. He had these old suspenders on, old white cotton work shirt, pants, mm-hmm. and the old golf caps, like the old working men, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of, his eyes got big and just kind of looked at her. And he walked right past her and went out where the door, well, went out through a wall where the door actually used to be where you would come in and go out of the pumping station for Crystal Springs.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, so they've had a lot of stuff happen there. But basically, EMF readings throughout the night stayed consistent between 1 and 2 milligauss. And that was pretty much all night long. And 78 to 82 temperatures all through the house.
Are the springs still active or not?
Yes, very, very much so. Very much so. I think that might have we might be dealing with something here, but this is a very early stage in the case, so I don't want to jump to conclusions, but son, I can't play Candyland right now. I'll be right with you, though. See what I mean?
Multitask, John.
We can't, yeah, I know, but we cannot determine what type of haunt they would be. So maybe you guys can help us out with this. It's not going to take a return visit to determine that this place has activity.
Well, right. From the things you said, I mean, it's obvious, there's obviously something going on there.
Well, remember, I mean, places of power. You know, we were talking about that with Ohio State Reformatory.
Especially water. Yeah, well,
and
water.
And here you've got water with, you know, obviously, you know, some mineral content. So you've got, you know.
We discussed that with Bruce, though, also. I forgot his last name. Bruce. Oh, geez, he's one of our past guests. I'm a moron. I can't remember all these people.
I don't know.
One of the guys.
You know, it's like Joe says, when he goes to bed at night, he hears these, and Joe's the homeowner,
mm-hmm.
he hears sounds like, you know, 40 men out by his pool having conversations. And
wow.
he'll go look out the window, and there's nothing there. Well, that pool used to be the parking lot. So maybe after work, the guys would go out back and have a couple beers or
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
And talk and cut up, but he hears these voices. Now, I didn't walk there, but as you know, we spent, I think, 11 hours there last night, and he spends 24 hours a day, 7 days a week there, so.
Mm. Well, that's very interesting. There is a correlation that I need to investigate a little bit more for you, Sean. A past guest we had that I can't remember his last name, but I'm going to check into that because especially with the running with the springs, there's an idea
yes.
that I have. I don't want to try to like explain it right now because I'll totally follow it up.
Oh, the gentleman
and if you guys,
from Arizona.
If you guys go to Google and you put in metallic springs,
mm-hmm.
a big star will come up and it'll be right on the property where this house is.
Robert Bruce.
Robert Bruce. Yeah.
yeah. That's who I'm going to check in with on this for you, Sean, and then see if we can help you out with that at all.
Okay, great. I'd appreciate it. I got to start. I still have to review all this footage. We have 12, 13 hours worth of video that we took. And the audio itself, I have probably 7 or 8 hours to go through, so you guys know how that is. I will still pose going over our Sally House stuff. It's been a while, but, you know, just from that point, I would have to say, and you guys have been on investigation, and you know how skeptic I am.
Yeah.
But I have to say, yes, in fact, there is something in this house at this point. Do I know what it is? No. But I think that it holds some weight to what he said, some of his stories.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because the man and the little girl, in fact, the man's voice there.
Sean, you're breaking up. Your cell signal's breaking up a little bit, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Why don't we check out this other EVP also? Because we're getting a little short on time here, unfortunately.
Okay, guys, this is a real tough one. I was upstairs by myself. I was in the very back closet. No one was in the house with me. If they were, they were out in the garage, which was on the other side of the house. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear my the EMF meter. I pushed the button on the milligauss meter to make sure that the gauss meter to make sure that it was still on.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, you'll hear something. Let me know what you think it is.
Go ahead, Will.
Can you give me a sign of your presence? Why do you stay here?
And that's the end of that one?
Yeah.
That was actually it right there where I made it higher. Uh-huh. I amplified that with Adobe, and you can hear the not. And I get a t out of that. It definitely sounds like a syllable, a word. But like I said, it's so early stages. I wanted to throw at you guys what I got right off the bat.
Let's give it another listen real quick here. Let's try this again.
Can you give me a sign of your presence? Why do you stay here?
Doug?
Yeah, I mean, I heard it.
I'm not catching it, unfortunately. What do you hear?
I heard not.
Not?
But I don't know what... it doesn't make sense.
No,
but
not all of them make sense, though.
Right.
Yeah, you know? I couldn't quite catch it. I'm going to review it some more myself, because we also got the signal hiss coming through, too, so that don't help matters.
Right.
Question for you, Sean. Actually, if you don't mind, could we put these up on the site?
No, absolutely. We have signed releases from the client that says we could do anything about this. I asked him if I could go on Ghostly Talk with this today.
Okay.
So other than that, guys, the great state of Indiana has been pretty laid back. We are planning the paranormal conference in 2006. You guys know you'll be there. And hopefully.
Yeah.
And,
I'm so there, believe it.
Other than that, I got the baby coming next Tuesday, so my ghost track and
is it this Tuesday or next Tuesday? This coming
Tuesday, yeah. 6 o'clock in the morning we have to go and get prepped for surgery she does and
Just say we. If she's sitting there, say we. Not say she. You'll be in big trouble.
I'll be there with bells on.
You'll be out in the doghouse before you know it. You don't want
that. That's right, guys.
But
you know, Indiana, you guys have been here so many times. It's deep with legend and folklore.
And
I tell you what, there's definitely more corn in Indiana. It's state's full of ghosts, man. And the Indiana Ghost Trackers, we're trying our best to find them. Once again, that website's www.indianaghosts.org. And if anybody's listening that has a problem or would like any kind of information on about the paranormal, please give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Excellent. That, you guys are statewide. You guys are everywhere.
We're growing.
We're
growing. Unfortunately, we didn't get the the Sci-Fi Channel call like Taps did. But, you know, you guys remember Proof Negative and yeah. So we did get a little shot at fame, and I think I messed that up for
you. No. You did a fine job, Sean.
You did a fine job on that show.
Well, Hollywood I'm not, but when it comes to ghosts, fact-finding I am. So, you know, sometimes the facts are about as exciting as watching paint dry. You guys know that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So. Sean, thank you for coming on the show, man. We're going to be talking to you real soon. We'll put those EVPs up along with the archive tomorrow for people to download along with the archive, so people can check it out themselves. Because when we put this up on the site, the archives are really, they're not a very good bit rate. So I prefer to give them the full blown big quality WAV file to check out.
Well, you guys let me know when I need to be making my next visits on to give my official reports for the month or whatever. And,
yeah, we'll send you the memo for that.
I'll get it put together.
We'll send you the memo for that. We'll have our people get with your people, and we'll take care of that stuff.
Sounds good, Scotto.
The podcasts are in better quality than.
Oh yeah, they are. Those are 32K.
Yeah, so the podcasters will hear it in, you know, pretty clear. I want to say before we let you go, give all our best to Mrs. B. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Give all our
thanks
best
so
to
much.
Mrs. B.
Send all our love to her. Hope she does well on Tuesday.
Yes. We'll all be thinking about her and you and the whole family down there, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Give a little shout out in your prayers extra for us tonight, if you would.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a pretty easy pregnancy and no problems. So, Lord willing, everything goes smooth. And you guys know your family, so I'll be calling you right up on Tuesday to let you know what's going on.
All righty.
We'll buy some cigars for you. We'll smoke them up here.
Let's make sure they're Cuban, okay?
They're harder to find, but you know what? We got a hookup because we're right across the river from Windsor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and they're not illegal.
There they are.
Windsor, so.
There they are.
There we go. Cool. All right,
Sean. You know that Ghostly Talk rocks, and you guys are the number one paranormal show in America, if not the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Indiana Ghost Trackers is the number one paranormal research team, if not the world.
I agree.
Best of wishes to you guys, and you guys are doing great things, and I'm proud to be a part of Ghostly Talk now.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks. Take care of yourself, man.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
We'll see you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so far so good.
Well, that worked.
Yeah,
really that worked well. Those are fascinating.
Absolutely. Really cool. Check out. Let's take another break. Let's take another break because we have to get our next guest on.
Yeah.
In the marathon.
I don't even know what time it is. The time here on the.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the winery.
The haunted winery thermostat is just not correct.
We'll have to set that for business purposes.
Yeah.
I have to write that off. I have a big old clock right in front of me right here, so I can see it. It's almost 8 p.m. We're at the top of the hour.
Oh, that's it. Let's switch over let's get another field reporter on.
Let's get out of here.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Zappas from the Paranormal Research Center of New England. I hope you guys enjoy listening to Ghostly Talk. These guys are great. Have a lot of fun with them doing their show. And feel free to contact them if you ever need anything. And feel free to contact me if you ever need anything. Be willing to share experiences and talk about things. And like I said, listen to my buddies here at Ghostly Talk.